Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on the Sunday morning, 22nd day of September. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody in beautiful Milton.
Milton! Yeah.
You didn't expect me to say that this morning.
No, it's all right.
Folks in Milton. What you got to say for folks in Milton?
The folk in Milton. They say hey to Kirby Smart. He dropped in for a minute Friday night.
Did he?
I mean, okay. Georgia's bye week. Coach got to recruit.
He got to keep working, right?
Coach got to recruit. You know, Coach from Southern Cal was in town last Friday night, so he got to.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know, he had to get around a little bit. So, folks up at Milton had a chance to say hello.
Yeah. Joe Patrick, who's pulling double duty today. Mm-hmm. He's going to be joining us coming up in this 9 o'clock hour. Again, shout out to Abe. Gordon, he was here when we got here.
Wow.
Abe lost a bet, but he took one for the team yesterday because there were some people who couldn't make it, and he stayed here after doing two shifts yesterday. He was here all night. So, you know.
That's the man from the Guinness Book.
You're looking at TV again, and people don't know what you're talking about. So okay. You have to fill
but
them
they,
in.
They had in Bartow County, they had this marathon basketball game.
No, and they went softball.
Softball game.
And they wanted to break a record. Been a part of it.
Wanted to break a record, and the actual person from the Guinness Book. See that blazer you had on?
Mm-hmm.
See that the lapels? Kind of look like Captain Kangaroo. But he's there. He makes it official. The
right.
Guinness Book man is he's there.
I would love to have been a part of that.
The Captain Kangaroo.
No, man, this game. Marathon softball game, please. I don't know how long. We're looking at TV and the sound's down. Yeah, we don't know.
They've been out there for about 4 days. Yeah, they've been out there for about 4 days, man. Yeah.
Do we have our guests ready? Okay, because I can't. I want to tell you a story. It has to do with. Yeah, but we got to talk to our guests. But it has to do with Chief Brandon.
Okay.
There's something going on in Paulding County. He's hopefully going to be. Have some good news coming this way, but that ain't what I want to talk to you about. He posted something this past week that I got to mention to you.
Okay.
And everybody's going to be looking, especially when they go down and check things in their basement. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Introduce
all right.
our guest.
All right. our guest, and on that note, we're going to bring in our guest, a guy who I'm really proud of. And then, you know, he's been spending, I think, the last 4 years in Kansas City covering the Chiefs.
He's had a good job.
He's had a great job. And he is here in Atlanta this morning. And we're going to welcome in Aaron Ladd to Sunday mornings, weekend mornings with Sam and Greg here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Sam and Greg. Appreciate y'all having me on. What a beautiful game day Sunday this is in the city.
Now, where exactly are you literally right now? Because you sound like you're kind of like in the airport or, you know, it's kind of a hollow thing going on.
I am literally right now in a brand new apartment in Candler Edgewood Park. It's empty. You can hear my voice echoing off the wall.
That's what we're talking about.
Ain't nothing in there.
It's brand new. There's nothing in here. It's just me, a couple chairs, and we're ready to talk some ball.
See? He's here. And here's the deal. That's because he's not living in Kansas City anymore. He clicked his heels three times and ended up in Atlanta.
Oh. Okay, there's a vision. Well, all right. Well, tell us the story.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations first. Why did this journey happen? Why are you here and welcome back?
Hey, appreciate y'all. I'm from the Atlanta area originally. I went to Parkview in Stone Mountain, Lilburn area. So I always knew it was a goal of mine to try and get back home. Didn't know it was going to be Chiefs week, especially after spending the last 4 years in KC covering the Chiefs. But it's perfect timing. Come back home. Got a new job here at Atlanta News First, and I'm really excited to get started, especially today.
You can't bury that lead. Let's say that again. He's going to be at Atlanta's News Channel 46.
Yeah.
He's
going to be out there at Assembly, the studio.
Because
he might show up in a movie or two.
No, he ain't showing up. No, we're not competing. I'm the one he needs to talk to about that.
Well, their studio's at the movie studio.
Just because the studio's there don't mean they're going to put him in there. He got to talk to me. Like Miles.
Yeah.
I got to hook him up, too.
Greg's going to work on you, Aaron.
I'm going to work on you, Aaron.
All right, Chiefs are coming in here for Sunday night football, and we're kind of feeling a certain kind of way here in Atlanta because what we saw the Falcons do against the Eagles. You know, we know what we're facing against. You know, what are the Chiefs bringing to town with them tonight?
Yeah, I have a couple question marks around Kansas City. Obviously, they won the last two Super Bowls led by Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, and the nucleus they have there. But entering this week three game, I wonder what their running back situation is going to look like. They lost Isaiah Pacheco after he had the fibula injury that required surgery. Don't know if he's going to return this season or next. So they signed Kareem Hunt to the practice squad, but Andy Reid says he's not going to be up and ready and speed in time for tonight's game. So it looks like their tailback, Carson Steele, is an undrafted free agent out of UCLA and Ball State. He played the part in preseason, but this is a completely different stage we're talking about, Sam and Gray. We're talking about Sunday Night Football, Arthur Blank going into the Ring of Honor, free concessions. Like, I wonder if Patrick Mahomes, not only in the run game but also in pass protection, can get this rookie up to speed on what they need to do offensively. We know what Mahomes is going to do. Travis Kelce has been kind of quiet so far this season. Like, he hasn't been the traditional star that we've expected and seen from him, especially in that playoff run last year. Can Travis Kelce have a big breakout game for KC here on the primetime stage? I don't know. Atlanta, they have those two high safeties and those safeties that like to play ball and come down into the box. I wonder if they have a plan for Travis Kelce later today at the Dome.
That is Aaron Lett. He's joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, let's do what most people don't do when you talk about these Chiefs. Talk about their defense. Because we spent all this time talking about their offense. You've been following that defensive side of the ball for the longest time. What do we need to know about where they are right now?
Yeah, Steve Spagnuolo's unit is probably the biggest reason why they were able to be so successful last year, especially in the postseason. You're talking about containing offenses like Miami, containing the Buffalo offense on the road, Lamar Jackson and that offense in Baltimore. They shut down the Niners. Like, they were one of the silent reasons why the team was so successful. Now, this offseason, you lose Legarius Sneed. The cornerback goes over to Tennessee. It's a lot of production. These little shutdown corners are so – they don't grow on trees. You can't just get those from the market or whatever. You got to kind of develop those guys. Trent McDuffie has stepped into that role. He was an all-pro last year. But defensively, a lot of teams have targeted their linebackers. Nick Bolton, Drew Tranquil, some of these guys, they like to put them in space and see the back of their jersey instead of the front of their jersey. That's usually been the weakness for KC or how teams try to exploit them. If you remember that week one kickoff game, Isaiah Likely and the tight ends had a big day against those KC linebackers. Maybe this is a Kyle Pitts game. Maybe the silence is the Kyle Pitts noise and he has another big day. You know, he had a touchdown in week one against Pittsburgh. The defense for KC is strong. They were a top 10 unit last year, but they can't be exploited.
Yep. Spending time with WayForward.com hotline with Aaron Latt, new WANF, Atlanta News First. Here in town, coming back home, Kansas City. And he is social. You can follow him at Aaron Latt TV, Aaron Latt TV, all lowercase. You know, we got Kirk Cousins here. And the first game against Pittsburgh, you know, there was some struggles. Looked much better, more relaxed last week against Philadelphia. Thoughts about what your observations are of him and of this Falcons offense coming into the game tonight?
I mean, outside of last week's drive, it's crazy how we play the results, especially in the National Football League. Like, I was watching that game just befuddled about how the offense was as melancholy and vanilla. We finally saw him under center. Like, they're starting to try and move things around. But that one drive and the one win and the way that it happened and the narrative after that game, we feel a lot better. I'm not encouraged by some of the things we saw. And Kirk has kind of come out and trying to, look, I'm healthy. I'm a little rusty, I think was one of the reports. You know, he's good to go, but he's not completely comfortable. I'm wondering why he didn't play in the preseason. I know he was pushing for that. I know there was a conversation around that. Offensively, the talent is there. Like, if I give you all of the proper ingredients to make a good meal, I expect at least something to eat, Sam. Obviously, they're 1-1 through the first two. This one is going to tell us a lot. And then obviously next week as well. I mean, the Saints have been absolutely flying so far this season, scoring a lot of points behind Derek Carr. You can only win one week at a time, so we'll focus on this one. If you win this week at home with Arthur Blank, I even saw a report this morning that people were calling this the biggest Atlanta Falcons game in regular season history. Like, I'm not buying into all that, but I do think that this is an important one. If you can go 2-2 in this first four, you feel better about where you are going forward down the line.
Aaron Latt again joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, Aaron, I'm from Chicago, and so I was around to watch those Bulls of the 90s and the conversation that swirled around them. And it wasn't just the team. It was the stuff that happened on the periphery. I bring this up as to say, first of all, welcome back to Atlanta. But you were in the eye of the storm last year covering this Chiefs team. What was it like doing your job with everything that surrounded this Kansas City team with Travis and you know who, and just the circus that was the Kansas City Chiefs last season?
It's been this way for I wasn't at Kansas City the last 4 years. Like, it has that LeBron in Miami Heatles type of feel to it, where, like you said, it's not just what actually happens on the field. Like, yes, if they were to go 3 in a row this year, like, there's no argument that they are possibly the greatest dynasty of all sports. No matter what, no one's ever done the 3 in a row. But it's the outside stuff. It's the T-shirts that they're wearing. It's the fashion statements. It seemed like it didn't even have to be star players. Shout out Harrison Butker, who's from the Atlanta area as well. Like, they always found ways to stay in the headlines. And from my perspective, it was very fruitful. I'm not going to lie about that. Part of preparation is not only being in the right spot, but it's also getting lucky. Like, I absolutely got lucky being there at the right time. Covered 2 Super Bowls in person, a third one virtually. That was the one where they lost to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, but it's been a really fun ride. I have no qualms about my time in Kansas City. Ate a bunch of barbecue, went crazy, and the Chiefs were a big part of that. Absolutely.
Now, how do you stack up the Kansas City barbecue to what we got here in town? Because I know a lot of people are going
to
say,
you trying to get me in trouble. You trying to?
No, that's okay. You'll be all right.
You'll be okay.
Because this city isn't known for that. It's got some places, but, you know, it's not like going and telling them folks in Kansas City, y'all don't know how to make barbecue.
So, nah, they do barbecue very well.
But so what's next for you here? You know, I mean, we know about your job, but what are you looking forward to most as you get yourself re-ingratiated to this city?
I'm actually looking most forward to reconnecting with both of my parents. You know how it is in the news business. You know, you never take a holiday off or you're moving around. I cut a bunch of Thanksgiving short trying to get to games and be in places. The Chiefs especially, I mean, I think they play on every game this year, every day this year except for a Wednesday. So I was moving around and sacrificing a lot of family time. Not being able to see them. So I'm actually headed to church right now with my dad, and we're going to enjoy that family time. It's one of the big reasons why I'm excited to get back.
Yeah, the other thing, you realize things that have been merged and changed, and maybe some school names have been changed with the high schools and middle schools around here. Hey, I don't know if you've been gone that long, but, you know, some of those things change as well, man. You know.
Is it still called Parkview? As long as it's still Parkview, we're good.
This is Parkview Brookwood Week, I have you know.
Oh, well, I'm ready. I'm going to rep my colors.
that game is happening this week. That's always big, the Battle of Five Forks Trickum. Man, happy to have you back in town.
Yes, sir.
Proud of you. Look forward to seeing you tonight. And, you know, hey, do great work over there at Atlanta News First.
Appreciate y'all. Stay in touch. We'll see you soon.
There you go. All right. Coming here at 46.
Yep.
In your business.
There he is.
Taking your job.
There he is, man.
Your old job.
He's in. Well, it wasn't 46.
Well, no, but just, you know, doing sports on TV. You know what I meant. Joe Patrick, who's doing double duty today, is going to start in just a few minutes. He is joining us next to talk Falcons, Kansas City. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That'd be one of those voices I'd like to sing like. Remember we were talking about that? Who'd you like to sing like?
Yeah.
I'd take Bob Seger's voice.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. But if you got Bob Seger's, you can't take Michael McDonald's.
No.
Because they're kind of the same.
Nah.
They got that raspy thing there, a little soulful thing.
A little something. Michael McDonald's like something else. Like, when he's
yeah, but he got it. A little rusty in his voice. Yeah, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 the game.com on this Sunday
Joe
morning.
Joe Patrick listeners like, what are they doing?
Oh, man? Wait till I haven't even gotten to this. 22nd day of September. We are the opening act for a full day of football. So we have a little fun here from 6 until 10, giving you a potpourri of things. And turn things over to the capable hands of Steak Shapiro and Drew Butler. Not Sandra.
Okay.
Drew Butler's going to be with him.
All right.
He's going to be right down the street, around the corner, over there at Signa by Hilton. Top of the hour until 1, followed by Dukes and Bell, same location, from 1 until 4. And then you got Mr. Fricky and the aforementioned Joe Patrick going to be at the Smooth Lot.
Yeah.
Smooth Lot, 4 yeah. until 6.
Mm-hmm.
So we got you covered. Of course, you can't get in front of a TV. We've got the game for you here. Pre-game at 6, kickoff at 8:20. Falcons, Kansas City, big night. Free hot dogs, chips, drink. It is a special night. Arthur Blank going into the Ring of Honor. He's trying to make a circle effect thing there.
Nice, okay.
Anyway, Joe. Good morning, Joe Patrick. Our own Joe Patrick doing double duty. And thank you for getting up and joining us, man.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm enjoying the sound effects. I'm enjoying the comparisons between Bob Seger and Michael McDonald. So,
you like that? You like that?
It's been a fun show so far.
Yeah, man. Hey, if you like that, you're really going to love this. You know how we started the show with our stories of the week? Do you know that we have a second moon coming? Earth?
Has, no.
In the 29th, Earth will have, for 57 days, a second moon. Y'all can go look it up. We talked about it this morning. Yeah, it's called a mini moon.
How about that?
It's a mini moon. So I haven't had much insignificant information this morning. I thought I'd throw that one out there for you.
They're going to mess with the oceans? Like, isn't that like the waves are done by the moon or
we
something?
Don't know, man.
Are they going to throw off the rotational axis?
we might see some orcas playing soccer. I don't know what's going to happen. But things will change just a little bit, especially when Mother Nature gets involved here. And especially since you're – listen, and I love hitting Joe with these facts before he gets a deep dive into this.
Okay.
Because he used to be our baseball dude, too.
Yeah, no.
Today was the day – of the, and I absolutely believe this to be the only record in sports that's unbreakable. And that is Cy Young's 511 wins. Cy Young got his last victory on this date. And you can mention any other one. I put my money on the fact that this one will never be broken.
Yeah, probably. I would not bet against that. You're right. You know, there are a lot of baseball records where it seems like it couldn't be broken, but really it probably could. Like, mm-hmm. you know, Joe DiMaggio's 56-game history is one that feels like it's never – but, you know, it could. It could happen. The 511 wins, especially with the way the modern game is, that is never happening.
Yep. Not at all.
Hey, we know the 300 winner.
No.
The way Verlander just went on the shelf, and he was the closest.
Yep. The way they're working them these days. Man, we got the Chiefs in town tonight, and you know the Falcons work a short work week for the Falcons. You know, to get prepared for this, that's the tough assignment. You want to feel good about Monday night, but you couldn't feel good about it for long because you had this game coming up.
Yeah, the assignments don't get too much tougher than this, right, guys? I mean, gosh, and the quarterback that you know the Chiefs have in Patrick Mahomes is. If for every team, you know, he's the toughest one to face because he is the best quarterback in the NFL, hands down. But, you know, just everything he can do is particularly troublesome for what the Falcons team has struggled with, not just this year, not even necessarily this year, but just in recent years, they've really struggled with these mobile quarterbacks. So it'll be interesting to see how they do, although they've played a couple more mobile quarterbacks so far this year. Maybe that gives them a little bit of a better expectation as to, you know, how to kind of rush this guy. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's been an interesting couple of weeks here for the Falcons because there was so much optimism and excitement for the team. And there still is obviously heading into the season. Then they lose that game to the Steelers. And then you see a lot of that turn into, you know, frustration, even despair basically over how that game went. But then you kind of get it all back with that thrilling Monday night victory. And I think that the team is actually, and probably fans are maybe even feeling better about this Falcons team with the way that they've gone 1-1 versus I think how we expected them to go 1-1, which was to kind of, you know, maybe struggle but beat that Steelers team in week one and then kind of get, you know, get handily beaten on Monday Night Football on the road. I think that's how a lot of people expected things to go. The fact that you went on the road, the chips were against you, and you had to get a little bit of help from the Eagles to get the ball back at the time you did, but then to see Kirk Cousins drive that team down the field, I think that's where we finally got a lot of buy-in from the fan base on this offense, and especially with Kirk Cousins at quarterback. Because prior to that, you know, there had been a lot of, you know, errors, you know, just it wasn't the most the prettiest thing to watch, obviously, especially when right. You factor in week one. But, you know, I think everybody's kind of understands now what he brings to the table and what he brings to these playmakers on the Falcons offense with the way he handled that last 2-minute drive. And hopefully they can just kind of carry, you know, a lot of that feeling over into this game tonight, where there's going to be obviously a ton of eyeballs in the country watching.
Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. But moreover, it's the sense that the Falcons took advantage of the mistakes of others.
Yes.
As opposed to causing them or having them happen and you don't capitalize on them. Watching Kirk Cousins do with everybody who's been watching football since the time they were 8, they all know that a quarterback coming into a new system feels most comfortable in that 2-minute drill because everybody is locked into where they got to be. And the defense has got to do their best to try to stop them. But that's one of those comfort zones that NFL quarterbacks know they have. So him doing exactly what you expect him to do, that's got to provide a level of comfort going into this game. Yeah, they're playing Kansas City, but the guy, hey, listen, Saquon dropping it, whoever, whatever the reason is, we'll take it. But they still did what they had to do. They capitalized on the mistakes of others, which is something we can't have always said about this team.
Yeah, and you know, what the players have said about, you know, Kirk and that 2-minute drive was just that he was very calm. He was, you know, very just kind of focused on the task at hand and not making it a bigger deal than what it was, which was they just had to put, you know, 7 or 8 plays together and go down and score. And, you know, they just had to do it one play at a time, and that, you know, he kind of just had the guys all together, not really thinking about the moment, you know, or how important that game was to their season, whatnot. There wasn't an inspirational speech talking about how they need to go, you know, do this thing and whatever. It was just, you know, we need to go do our jobs and get down the field. And that's what you get, I think, when you have a veteran quarterback, like you said, Greg. I mean, you know, this team has not really had that figure since Matt Ryan. And I think that a lot of these skill position players and the offense in general has suffered for it. Not that, you know, these quarterbacks in the past haven't had some moments here or there, but, you know, I think that everybody has so much belief in Kirk, and Kirk almost is like an executive amongst the players. You know, like you have the coaches who are kind of executives, but he kind of is able to, you know, channel that aspect of the game onto the field and be able to kind of get everybody on board and moving in the same direction. And I think that obviously that didn't really happen so much in the Steelers game, and that's what had people worried, but I think that you really start to see it, and that's what's gotten so many people on board and got people so excited after that Eagles game.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline on this game day Sunday with Joe Patrick. He is social. You find him at JAPatrick200, JAPatrick200. Joe talks about the Falcons defense and how they attack this. You know, you got Patrick Mahomes, but he doesn't seem like he's going to have too much of a running game with them tonight.
Yeah.
Talk about what the Falcons defense can do considering that fact.
Yeah, the Chiefs running back, Isaiah Pacheco, has kind of been their running back now for the last, you know, few years. He's going to be out tonight. He's been placed on IR. So they're going to be shorthanded at the running back position tonight, no doubt about it. And they've got, you know, some other interesting pieces that I think they're a lot different than Isaiah Pacheco in the way that he moves. And it's a big loss for them because, you know, again, like with a lot of positions, a lot of roles on an NFL team, it's not just about running the ball that the running back is responsible for. There's so many important things in the passing game that he's responsible for, whether that's pass protection or being an outlet for Patrick Mahomes, who looks for him very often. And I think that these backup running backs that they have are not going to be quite as adept as Isaiah Pacheco was in that respect, in the passing game, actually. So, you know, I think that they're going to lose a lot there with him. But they've got some different kinds of guys who are going to run with a little bit more power. Just, you know, maybe not as shifty as Pacheco, but, you know, can pick up some yards after contact. And the Falcons are going to have to be keyed in on that, but I think that obviously it's a big help for them. And I think, you know, the hope is that you kind of just catch the Chiefs on one of those nights where, you know, they're not at their best, which, you know, it's not like while they've won a ton of Super Bowls here in the last handful of years, it's not like they have been unbeatable by any means during the regular season. And I think that that's what you give Falcons fans a lot of hopes for this game tonight, which is that I think this team is still trying to work out some of the kinks. They're missing Isaiah Pacheco, like you mentioned. They're missing Hollywood Brown, who is supposed to come in and be a real difference maker for this offense. He's likely going to be out for the season. You know, he was supposed to be the field stretcher. Now that kind of falls on the rookie Xavier Worthy. He's very, very green in like who he is as an NFL player. So, you know, I don't think that this offense is necessarily clicking on all cylinders. We've seen Patrick Mahomes throw a few interceptions so far through a couple games. So I think that there's going to be some opportunities for this Falcons defense to make some plays. I think that Patrick Mahomes is probably going to put the ball, you know, in harm's way a couple times in this game. And can they capitalize on those turnovers? We talked earlier about, you know, this team being able to, like you said, Greg, earlier about the, you know, that Eagles drive, the Falcons were able to capitalize off of, you know, the mistakes the Eagles made late in that game. And that was so great to see because that so often happens in the reverse, where it's the Falcons making the mistakes and other teams capitalize. And I think that there's that kind of theme that continues on the defensive side of the ball looking at this Chiefs offense. Can they capitalize when the Chiefs, like I said, just kind of put the ball in harm's way? And can they keep that offense off the field? I mean, that's going to be a big part also for this offense, is to just keep that offense, that Chiefs offense on the sideline. But, you know, I think there's going to be plays to be made. The Chiefs are about a field goal favorite, a little bit over a field goal favorite. But I think a lot of people would have thought that it would be a lot bigger difference than that between these two teams. But it just goes to show that the oddsmakers know that this is, you know, maybe not a 50-50 game, but it's still very, very up in the air, and the Falcons have a good chance to come away with a win.
All right, listen, here's the deal. We're going to let you go and, you know, go back and take a nap because you got to get back at it later on today doing double duty. We want to thank you. Joe and John Fricke are going to be out smooth lot from 4 until 6.
All right.
Getting ready for today's game. And, well, listen, we're going to get you back here next week or week after, whenever your schedule allows. And when we talk about this Falcons team, not just the team, but I want to get your thoughts on the two teams that the Falcons are looking up at. When we started this conversation about this season, Sam, it was all about the Falcons division to lose. And then as we sit here now, people are saying really, really nice things about David Carr, which I never heard before, and forget about it, Baker Mayfield's looking like he's going to the Pro Bowl, which is another thing we didn't think we'd see. So whether this is sustainable, I don't know. But when we come back, I want to get your thoughts on the division. Along with our Falcons.
Yeah, and it will be interesting because they play those two teams coming up after this week. So I'm sure we'll be talking about that a lot after this Sunday night.
That's what I lined it up for, buddy. Have a good day today.
Thanks, Joe.
And thank you as always.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
There you go. Joe Patrick again. He will be part of the trifecta we have out on the road today. It's 92.9 on the road. Coming up, Steak Shapiro, Drew Butler, they're going to be at Signa by Hilton coming up top of the hour, followed by Dukes and Bell. We'll be at the same location, Signa by Hilton, from 1 until 4. And then, as I said, John Fricke and Joe Patrick at the Smooth Lot from 4 until 6. Now, one of those shows, I don't know which one, has got our Noel. They're going to be getting the good morning or afternoon.
Be afternoon.
But we've had Eric with us all day today, Eric Slaughter, and I want to thank him for everything that he has done. We're going to wrap things up and, as I said, turn things over to Mr. Shapiro and Mr. Butler coming up top of the hour. Up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 22nd day of September. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings today and every Sunday when you have us on here. We're going to turn things over to Steak and Drew Butler because this is going to be a big day around here. And I'll get to this music here in just a second. But we are the opening act for all things Falcon, all things football today as we get ready for tonight. I couldn't step on that at the end. As we get ready for Falcons, Kansas City tonight. So, as I said, Steak and Drew, they're going to be at Signa by Hilton coming up top of the hour until 1 o'clock. Dukes and Bell follow them from 1 until 4. And then John Fricke and Joe Patrick will be at the Smooth Lot from 4 until 6. And in case you can't get in front of a TV for whatever reason, we will have the game for you right here. Pre-game at 6 o'clock, kick at 8:20. So there you go. A couple things we got to clean up here because we give you a potpourri of things sports related before we turn things over to all things football. coming up top of the hour. But, you know, as I finished the casting call here and actually got a couple people reached out wanting to know once again where they can find those job opportunities, and it's at Get Cast with Greg on X or 929thegame.com/castingcall. Stranger Things, yes, is looking for some folks this particular week. But staying in the movie vein, do you know why I had him play that?
Cosby Show.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who Bill Cosby's stand-in was for the first two seasons of The Cosby Show? Samuel L. Jackson.
What?
Samuel L. Jackson was Bill Cosby's stand-in.
I'm sure it paid well.
The first two seasons.
I'm sure it paid well.
It pays what it pays. It pays a little bit more than being an extra, but he wasn't Samuel L. Jackson then, obviously, because he wouldn't have been a stand-in. But the first two seasons, so what would that have been? That would have been like, what, 83, 84? He wasn't Samuel L. Jackson then.
Nah.
He was his stand-in. He talks about that. He's talking about the first two seasons.
That's back in the school days.
Exactly. That was before then.
You know.
Spike did school day. And Coming to America was in 88. He was in that.
Yeah. But by that time, he was starting to catch on a little bit.
So, but. And by the way, speaking of Eddie Murphy movies, The Distinguished Gentleman. That's my movie recommendation for the next couple. If you ain't seen that movie in a little bit, you will be surprised how much you crack up at that. The other thing is, before we get back to this tennis, one thing we have not mentioned, and it is a big deal, and I'm surprised you didn't lead the show off with it, but I knew you'd be interested in having an opinion about it, what Coco Gauff did this past week in firing Brad Gilbert.
And a lot of people have been calling for that.
So does this go back to the French Open when she was arguing with him and I don't know that I think
just some of the inadequacies and some things that weren't happening with her, some things that he would in the past he's brought out in other players, and they just weren't seeing it, you know, with her. And I think it's some things, especially with her serve, they think it may becoming more of a mental type thing because she's got the physical tools, you know, to have a better serve, for her serve to really be a weapon. You know, like Serena. And I don't know if Serena would go and spend some time with her. Not since Serena's not competing, won't have to compete against her.
Right.
Will she go spend some time with her and say, hey, look, you know, this is my go-to. When I needed to steal some points, some matter right quick, I just come out there and bang, 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 and I want a game. You got to be able to do that too. And so I don't know if it would become different coming from someone like that. But that's one of the things that people have seen in her game, her serve, is will at certain times just leave her. It's inexplicably, right?
It's funny, though, because we haven't seen an all-time great be a very, very, very good accomplished coach or manager.
No, they spend far too much time playing.
Right. Well,
in order to get it, and they don't have the patience.
That's,
you know,
it.
What I mean?
But Larry Bird got the Pacers back there for a minute. That was about the only – Pete Rose, I don't know, did he get the Reds back? But you're right. It comes down to they want
these
players –
They're always playing. They don't – your coaches and managers are guys who sit there analyzing and watching and learning every little intricate,
right.
You know. And the guys who are playing just go out. I couldn't think of anything more frustrating than to have – Hank Aaron try to be a manager, or coach.
Yeah.
Here's somebody that could wake up, roll out of bed, and hit a ball, you know, right? And why can't you do it? You know, I mean,
Ted Williams tried it.
You know what
right?
I mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
The manager,
you know,
of the Senators.
So I mean, you the guys, your superstars, oftentimes, it's a difficult thing to do. They don't have that patience. Like, man, I did it. What's your problem?
Anyway, Sam and Greg, Switch Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. They're making circles today. We talked a little NASCAR earlier in the show. No, I'm not saying go there right now. I'm just trying to cover some of the stuff that we said we were going to mention.
NASCAR ran last night. They ran for people who missed it last night. Kyle Larson won under the lights in Bristol last night. So he wins, and right now he's ahead of the points chase for the Cup right now. So he finished first, and Chase Elliott a second place finish. He is, I think, seventh in the points chase right now as they head for Kansas next week.
So let's take a second, and you and I give our thoughts on what we believe. We know what we'd like to see tonight, but what we believe will possibly transpire. You know, we can hope that the Falcons can take what Philadelphia gave them, an opportunity, and capitalize on it. But we know what we've seen, not just the play of a Kansas City Chiefs. We've seen them and what they do when they have adversity put in front of them. That's the problem.
Yeah.
We could say the Falcons are going to do X, Y, and Z, and that'll really trip them up. But we've seen people trip this team up, and before the clock hits zero, they pull rabbits out of their hat.
But you know when that usually happens? December and January. This is not December and January. This is September.
Okay.
You know, they don't win them all.
So you say they
don't win them all. And right now, as we've heard, you know, both, you know, Joe and Aaron talk about the possibility of there being some struggles with the running game.
Oh, there will be. That guy can't be replaced.
So I'm just saying that that's one thing the Falcons can harp on. The other thing, though, is the pass protections have got to be together tonight. And you know, for Cousins. You've seen what the Steelers were able to do to him. Better with the Eagles. Seemed to be a little more, you know. But you got to come out and really test the Falcons' pass protection. And I think that's the big thing. Run block, I said, just started the game off just running. Just yeah. Because that was the recipe for Monday night, you know, and find different things to do with Bijan and CB.
Wasn't it great watching that, though? Yeah. We had skill position players looking like, oh, these guys are literally scaring the other team, which we have not seen. Yeah. Not just one person,
Darnell Mooney.
A few of them.
Darnell Mooney comes out.
You know what I mean?
And emerges. And he's somebody you got to watch for tonight. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're giving the Kansas City defense a lot to think about. But I say come out and – Let's go and hit them with our running game, because that's what we know we do well. You know, when everything's in sync, our line is geared for the run better, and let that set up the pass. If we can do that with the Kansas City defense,
I'm feeling a lot more confident in about what would happen as far as adjustments, halftime adjustments. You're looking at this team, Coach Raheem, and what they're doing right now, and the culture continues to be built, and what is going on with this team, and I just feel like. That if they do get punched in the mouth, meaning the Falcons, in the first half, that there's people who are, you know, I just feel confident in the adjustments that can be made. Yeah. I'm not going to break it down any more than that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Very much. Very much. I think that's, you know, adjustments to be made for the second half. But I'd like to see this team get off to a good start. You know, it's not a must, but I think it's best for this team to come out and get to a good start, have something good go their way early. In this game, and really try to make this building a weapon. This building has not become a weapon. Those of us who remember it missed the Georgia Dome, because the Georgia Dome was a weapon. You know, if you were at that end and the Falcons fans got loud and noisy, the opposing team couldn't even hear to call their plays. And so this building has not become that yet.
And the other thing is we had quick hitters on those teams that played in that dome.
Oh, yeah.
Whether going back to Deion, whether it was Julio, you had somebody who could get you off your seat quickly and change the course of that particular game. Didn't happen as much as we would like, but those players were there in place. And, of course, we're talking about number 7, too.
Right.
So
right.
They would get you up out of your chair. You know, and I'm not saying they ain't got it, but I'm waiting for that person to emerge on this particular team.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to happen, but I like to see what this defense can do also. Because that's the thing that really used to get the people really riled and noisy in the old dome, and just the way it was sounding there. So
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I mentioned this to Joe, and I haven't got your opinions on this. Are you looking over your shoulder a little bit at what's going on in New Orleans and in Tampa Bay as far as the division?
Well, not yet, but I mean, we do have Kansas, we do have the you know, New Orleans coming up, and they got who? They got the Eagles. And so that's interesting to watch and see how the Eagles do with them. It really is. After having the Falcons having played the Eagles Monday night, the Saints are off to a 2-0 start and have looked impressive in those first two wins. So let's see if they carry that out against the Eagles team. They're going to be playing at home today. And that's a 1:00 start.
So earlier in the show also, all right, again, just getting ready for this, and we're going to do a deep dive into football with show after show after show coming up in just a few minutes. Steak Shapiro and Drew Butler are going to be joining you. Signet by Hilton, they'll be out there from 10 until 1, followed by Dukes and Bell, who will be at the same location from 1 until 4, and then John Frickie and Joe Patrick at the Smooth Lot from 4 until 6. Love being the opening act for something like this. I mean, this is just fun. Want to thank Eric Slaughter for coming in here, because Noel had to be move to another show.
Yes,
today.
Yes,
and,
you did.
Couldn't come in here and bring that. Good morning.
And tell us where she found some brand new, somebody's new Nikes on discount.
No, but what she is upset about not being here to talk about is what tips off at 1:00 today.
Yep.
And that is WNBA playoffs.
WNBA playoffs in Atlanta Dream playing at 1:00 today in New York.
Up against New York and. Do you want to take any kind of prediction on that?
That's going to be hard. Okay. It is. It is.
Well, of course
But I mean, the idea is to go and steal one of those games. And the idea thing would be for Atlanta to steal game one. And then you know you're going to get to play a game back here on Thursday. So, I mean, they have to go out there and get a big effort. They can't fall far behind. Because New York's one of those teams, you fall behind them, they're not going to let you back in. So, I mean, you got to go up there today and try to establish yourself and get a good lead if they can, and then hang on.
Megan is talking about these guys are like, you know, they get like the Golden State Warriors as far as putting in basket after basket like Steph Curry. So, you're right. Yeah, you can't fall behind. But anyway, that's the first matchup. Second game is Indiana at Connecticut. Then you got Phoenix at Minnesota, followed by Seattle at Vegas.
Yeah, that's late tonight. 10 o'clock start.
Well, it's out in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's going to be. They're doing it obviously for the Phoenix audience, but Minnesota hosting Phoenix for that one. I ain't heard that much about the Lynx. I mean,
they kind of been flying below the radar
until
mid season, and people realize, hey, this is a really good basketball team, and so much attention has been given, you know, to other teams, and obviously to the Fever and to New York and Las Vegas. They're the ones who've been getting a lot of the attention, but Lynx are right there.
All right. Well, Mr. Crenshaw, we have got to make our way for the starting lineup. I mean, we're the only ones here on Sunday, but the Monday through Friday crew, they are going to be pulling double duty here today as we get you ready for a special night in this city. The sports world will be focused on Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is Kansas City, Atlanta tonight, and getting you ready for that. We've got a host of shows, Dukes and Bell, going to work on a Sunday. They will be at the Signal by Hilton from 1 until 4, followed by John Fricke and Joe Patrick at the Smooth Lot from 4 until 7. But up next, Steak Shapiro, Drew Butler. They are getting things started over at Signal by Hilton. They'll be there until 1 p.m. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. Sam and I will be back next week. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.